A little more cowbell, and Coach Ty Draney holding yesterday the more cowbell invites for Star Valley Cross Country. Coach Draney joining us now live on the air. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well, thanks.
Coach, where do you come up with this stuff? I mean, obviously everybody likes this thing, but there's a little bit of a stretch there between, hey, this would be fun, and then actually giving away custom cowbells. How did you come up with this?
Well, several things. Yeah, my wife asked me the same thing. As I don't know, somewhere in the dark corners of my mind, some of this idea comes out, I guess. But part of it is, we're always looking for good early season meets. And the other part of it, you know, there's a meet in Fort Collins, I believe, area that is called Liberty Bell, where a lot of teams go to run a really, really fast time. I would argue that it's even really a cross-country meet. It's a little bit more of a downhill road race. But a little tongue-in-cheek there. And then, like I say, just looking for some ways to mix things up and kind of get the season started off with something fun for the area teams.
Well, Coach Draney, when you look at a meet like this, I mean, and the overall success of a program and building a program and then sustaining success at the program, you got to have kids involved. It's so much of a numbers game, right? And I think doing an event like this with this kind of a theme that adds to the environment, that adds to the atmosphere, makes it fun. That's what gets the kids out, right? I mean, that's got to be part of it. Is to build and sustain the success of a program.
Well, yeah, it mixes it up. It keeps us fun for us as coaches after all these years, and I think, you know, everyone talks about the, you know, different generations and different kids, but kids want to be a part of something. They want to be part of something that, you know, is demanding, but something that they can feel successful at, and so. Yeah, maybe it is a little bit a smoke and mirrors, but we need kids out, and we need kids out that are willing to work hard, because a lot of times in our stores, well, you know, we don't have Friday night lights, we don't have some of those things that are the draw for a lot of other sports, but hopefully, you know, we can give them that, and they can feel a part of something that has been super special, at least for me over the last decade or so.
Coach, the teams did very well. Of course, this is a very very good competitive group of schools. Let's touch on that as well, but let's touch on those the teams that were there and the competition you faced, and then the results that the Braves and Lady Braves were able to get yesterday.
So yeah, great area teams. You know, Mountain View Boys are the defending 3A state champs. Evanston wasn't too far behind them on the boys' side. you know, Soda Springs, especially on the girls' side, is a perennial powerhouse in Idaho. I still think they have the record for most state titles won in a row in any sport. I think they've won 15 out of the last 16 years.
Wow.
A good measurement for us. And, you know, cross country's funny. It's not quite as cut and dried as say track is, where, you know, every track is 400 meters, and so you know, as we are moving forward, kind of crunch and look and preliminary glance through the results for us show that, you know, we were significantly further ahead than we were this time, well, even a little later this time. I think we ran on our home course on the 16th of September last year. Obviously, a few weeks earlier this year, and kids are significantly faster. Not quite at the point they were at region, but a lot closer to those numbers. And so, I think that's a good marker going forward.
Well, if you're a 4A cross country team, and you just heard that the Star Valley Braves are faster than they were at this point in the season last year, I mean, that's got to be pretty scary, because you guys are just loaded. And so what do you do to keep your guys motivated? Dallas talked about that you have some pretty high aspirations, not only at the state tournament, but on the national level this year. Does that help motivate your crew to keep them going?
It seems to, you know, we've spawned a little bit. It's definitely been a transition from being kind of the underclassmen, underdogs, to having a target on your back. And so as we get better, kind of our goals have evolved a little bit. And, yeah, we're hoping to get to the Nike regional meet 3 weeks after state, to see if we can make some noise there. You have to be top two as a team in that race. I think we were 18th last year to make it to nationals in what arguably one of the toughest regions that includes Oregon, Washington, Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. And so that's something they kind of have their eyes on, but also very well aware on the boys' side that, you know, can't go to sleep because the Centrals and the Laramies and some of these bigger schools that are in our league, they're always, you know, well, we're not going to sneak up on them this year like we did a little bit last year. So on the girls' side, we're excited. I think overall, looking, I haven't totaled all the summer miles, but it appears we've had the best summer we've had, boys and girls, since probably 2016, 2017, which were great years for the program. And so that gives us a base and kind of something to build from. So we're excited about their possibilities also.
In terms of competition level, the Cardinal Classic coming up next in Soda Springs, and we've touched on what a good program Soda Springs is, but what that does is it also brings out a lot of great competition from the state of Idaho and the region. Speak to that level of competition that you're expecting to see at the Cardinal Classic.
Yeah, they always draw in some of the better teams in Utah, which it could be argued that maybe the toughest cross country state in the nation. You know, they California, maybe Illinois. So brings in a few of those teams. Always the Boise area teams are always really, really tough. And so yeah, it's a good, the quality of our meets this year is kind of a step up too, so we're kind of trying to manage all that. And I keep telling the kids, the only way to get experience is to have experience, and sometimes that's a little rough, because you know, you have the experience and then you learn the lesson, kind of thing. But we're hoping to, that'll kind of push us along and help us progress as a program.
Star Valley Cross Country Coach Ty Draney joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, certainly appreciate your time. Wish you guys the very best of luck. Just a final question here for you. You mentioned that cross country may not have the draw, the per se, as some of the other more high-profile sports, if you want to call it that, like the football teams and whatnot. But the team chemistry has got to be just as important when you compare it to football, and they talk about we got to have the team chemistry, we got to have the leadership roles and that kind of thing. When you look at your team chemistry this year for the boys and the girls, who are those athletes that are really driving the ship right now and are really team captains and taking control, and how important is that for a cross country team?
Well, yeah, it is a little bit different, you know, because you can, you know, we're always telling them the best thing you can do for your team is to be your best, you know, individual self. But, you know, our captains have done a great job. You know, we've grown up a lot, you know, emotionally and just kind of matured in all those, you know, not only physically, but kind of taking on some of this stuff. But Kaylee Opitz, our gals team captain, has done an amazing job. This is, our girls' numbers are up significantly than they have been for the last few years. A great leader by example. Peter Lorch is his second year as team captain, and yeah, sometimes it feels like we're a little bit of whatever the meme says, that let's get together and celebrate separately. We're kind of a bunch of individuals, but the guys get along really well, and the depth is what helps us, because we've got kids pushing for kind of from the back and people trying to, you know, keep their varsity spot. And I think, you know, Coach Young, I know in football, would say the same thing, that depth provides a lot of options if there's hiccups, if there's injuries, if there's things like that, of that nature. A little insurance there, but it just keeps everyone pushing and progressing forward. So, yeah, we're looking forward to see what we can accomplish by the end of the season here in a few months.
Starbottom Cross Country head coach Ty Draney, and again, wrapping up the More Cowbell races held yesterday and off to the Cardinal Classic next. Coach, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Good luck to you guys.